Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Victoria always bumps back with something very important, very topical, sets the mood. What's going on exactly, right? All right. I'm not going to complain too much here about what I have been complaining about, but I am going to ask questions. And since the commissioner of the ACC, Jim Phillips, not available, and Boo Corrigan is not available, I'm having my friend Mark Ennis from ESPN Louisville stand in for both. No, I'm not putting you in that position. But Mark Ennis is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. It's really my excuse just to say hi. All right, Mark, do you think this was about the Atlantic Coast Conference, or was it solely about Jordan Travis's injury?
I don't even think it's necessarily about that. I don't think it's about the ACC at all, because I don't think anywhere we have seen anyone say anything about Florida State's resume.
Right.
In fact, I think what we have seen is that anyone who is a part of this decision has run away from Florida State's resume, basically stating it doesn't matter because of what happened with Jordan Travis. My global theory of everything that happened here, I don't think the committee ever entertained the idea for a moment that Alabama was going to beat Georgia. And I think when they did, they all looked at one another and said, oh no, we have to put them in. But if we put them in, we have to put Texas in. What are we going to do? So for me, I think what they decided was it's Florida State is, whether they like it or not, they're not in the SEC right now. At least.
Right.
And they decided that the easiest way, the most plausibly deniable way to do this was to blame the injury to Jordan Travis and to reverse engineer a justification for doing what they did.
Mark Ennis is joining us here. Reverse engineering is what they have done for 9 years. Now, this is the first year that they had to deal with something at the final poll. It has worked out for them 9 years in a row. We got to the end, and there weren't controversial decisions to make at all. They didn't have an undefeated team with a roster issue. They didn't, like, even if they were choosing between two or three one-loss teams for the final spot, it was pretty clear who that spot was going to go to. So they really didn't have anything. This was the first time they had to think. And the question I wanted asked was, did anybody ask or say around the room, was there anybody in there that said, are we really doing this to a football team that went undefeated in a power league? Is this the decision in the last iteration of this committee? Are we really doing this? But they won't answer that question.
No, a close corollary to that is, if this is the reason for Florida State to not be in, why are they five?
That's what I said. I wrote, should have been 11th.
That's right. And in particular, what I would have loved for one person to just really put the screws to Boo Corrigan or whoever it is that was answering questions at the time, what was your rationale? What was the criteria that you used in which you decided that Florida State was five and Georgia went from 1 to 6? Because it seems to me, whatever reason you use to put Florida State ahead of Georgia puts them in the top four. But they only used it to put them out of the top four and then put them at five, which is just an insult to everybody.
Yeah. Do you think Florida State, they already made the decision, obviously, to play. I would have suggested not to.
I think I would have, too.
There's no way. If I were Mike Norvell, I'd have been like, nah, man. I would have asked the guys, hey, do you want to play in this game? Because I wouldn't blame you one single bit if you didn't. But what is their team likely to look at? If you're Jared Verse, if you're Keon Coleman, if you're is it Fisk, number 55, the defensive tackle, that monster?
Yeah, pretty familiar with him now.
I mean, if you're any of these guys with pro futures, would you play in this game?
No, but
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Adam, the truth is, like, outside of the playoff, this is the calculus I think that every team is going through with bowl games, which I think is a shame, obviously, for the games themselves. But there's no, you, I know you're seeing this too, a lot of people, as soon as Georgia, you know, blows out Florida State, that this debate will be over. No, it won't. This is, because in the exact same way that people are saying, you know, this is not the Florida State team that did the things that are on their resume, neither one of the teams that are going to take the field in the Orange Bowl are going to be the teams that went 12-1 or 13-0 right. This season as Georgia. Neither one of these teams are going to be close. I mean, Louisville's about to go to California to play USC. I won't know who any of these people are for USC. Certainly Caleb Williams won't be out there. Nope. A number of Louisville guys, I'm sure, will opt out. This is just the nature of bowl games. They're turning into future-looking almost spring game exhibitions more than sort of caps to the end of the season outside of the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying this for a long time. I've asked coaches this as they go into bowl games. Do you treat this as the beginning of next year or the end of this year? And I think it depends on which teams you're talking to. Sometimes there are players that want to leave a last impression on a football field that advance. But if I am a player with a pro future, I am playing in an exhibition. I hope, as much as I love watching Peyton Wilson play, I hope that Peyton Wilson does not play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I love that name. I love the fact that we have a Pop-Tarts Bowl. But I hope he doesn't play, because here's a guy that has had two pretty serious injuries that took seasons away from him. And he has a chance to be a day two draft pick. And I would never risk that for an exhibition game, no matter how much I love my teammates. And if I were Dave Dorn, I wouldn't let him play. I would take his helmet. Like, you can come and you can stand on the sidelines and you can be the guy, but you ain't going to play in the game. I would not let him play in the game. Do you think, Mark Ennis from ESPN Louisville is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, do you think the conference owes its members, and this is not just about Jim Phillips, this is could be about Dabo Swinney, this could be about Mack Brown, going out publicly and talking up the ACC?
Sure. Promotion is part of the job, for sure. Especially now in college football. College football has always been this way, though. It's the one that's the most politicky. It's the one that's most dependent on your conference mates and the strength of schedule and the relative value of the teams that you play and beat and all that. Same. Well, I guess we used to think that it used to be that. But yeah, absolutely. We have this debate here locally with Kenny Payne all the time, and we don't have to talk about Kenny Payne anymore after this. But because he's not a guy that does interviews or anything. Like, we don't hear from him, you know, and that sort of thing. And since I've lived here, since I've lived in anywhere with major sports, seems like promotion is part of the job. There's just no question. Your value is at least in some way impacted in it. And I do wish he was a little more out there. I mean, the entire, I didn't get to watch the ACC championship game while I was there. So I got to rewatch it, and it was a 3-hour infomercial against the game being played.
Could you believe that?
Oh, it was exhausting, and it was insulting. And some of the reporting that's come out afterwards from Heather Dinich, she did a great job. You know, the committee's watching Florida State play, and they're struggling offensively against Louisville, and that's when they started to change their minds. One, that's not even who would be playing in the
right, exactly.
But also completely dismissive of Louisville's defense at all. Like, maybe Louisville's a factor in Florida State struggling too, just a little bit. But at that point, that's why I start using phrases like reverse engineer, because that's what this was. This was, we know how we want this to end, build back to how we get here and whatever justifications that we need. And that's where Jim Phillips comes in. Why isn't he on SportsCenter and Game Day and on Jim Rome and whatever else you can come up with for places to sort of, he should be hoarse complaining about this. And instead, I don't think I've seen him yet.
No, I have not seen him. We have the written, the statement that was released by the league. We have not seen Jim Phillips. I love Jim Phillips personally. I think he's a great dude, but he's failed the league here. And honestly, Greg Sankey and Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, and others basically waved the flag of the SEC for the week leading up to championship Saturday. And they got what they demanded, essentially, and the ACC has not gotten it. I remember sitting in press conferences with Mike Krzyzewski for years, and he is sitting there and going, why aren't we talking about the league? Why isn't there anybody? Coach K was willing to do it, was willing to sell the league and how good the league is, whether it's true or not. You know, he is promoting the league, and he kept wondering, why? How come I'm the only one doing this? So I'm just wondering, does some of this also fall? I mentioned Mack Brown and Dabo Swinney. It's not just them, but others. And maybe we don't have enough high-profile football coaches in the league, but doesn't it fall on them too? To talk about, I mean, how gross it was that Florida State's season got hosed.
Yeah, I would hope so. It's funny, Adam, in saying this, the one group of people who can't be mad that the ACC is not riding for them, ride or die, no matter what, are the very people who now need them. And that's Florida State. You have a lock solid case, in my opinion. But you also have a lock solid case to get lost when it comes to promoting the ACC. Like they do, they did spent the entire year dumping on the ACC.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Out loud, basically asking for an open marriage, right? Like right out in the open in front of everybody. And then are mad that we're on Tinder too. Like that's what they did. And so I think they have every right to be upset. What they don't have is any right to be upset at anybody else in the ACC. We didn't do this. Y'all did this.
Mark Ennis, that was a great way to end. I appreciate your time, man. Have fun on the radio today, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Anytime.
You got it. At Mark Ennis on Twitter, ESPN Louisville. Gosh, that was fun.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.